This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.
As coronavirus vaccine rates rise in the United States, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced Monday that people who have been vaccinated can gather with other vaccinated people indoors without masks or social distancing. The CDC also said vaccinated people can gather with younger people and those who are considered low risk for developing a severe case of COVID-19. That would mean that grandparents can now visit their grandchildren, even if the grandchildren are not vaccinated. Furthermore, the CDC said vaccinated people no longer must be quarantined after encountering an infected person. Vaccinated people should continue to wear masks and practice social distancing when in public, the CDC said. It added that a vaccinated person should still get tested if they develop any COVID-19 symptoms. In order to be considered fully vaccinated, the CDC said a person should wait 2 weeks after receiving the final dose of vaccine. Currently, about 30 million Americans have been fully vaccinated. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Monday called the reopening of schools in the nation a crucial first step in what he called a roadmap to freedom from the coronavirus pandemic. But he added a warning against complacency. Johnson held a news briefing from his office on the day millions of children in Britain went back to school. He told reporters he fully expects the return to the classroom to have an impact on the spread of the virus. He said the next steps the government takes regarding reopening will be, quote, driven by data. The next major easing of restrictions for Britain is set for March 29th, when outdoor gatherings will be allowed for up to 6 people or 2 households. Outdoor sports such as tennis, basketball, and golf can resume at that time. This is VOA News.